What's going on, people? It's your boy, Corey. And my man, Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Schemes Come True, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative schemes? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And we back, baby.
That's right.
I mean, we never really left, but
you know. No. Well, there goes my whole, they tried to stop us. They tried to contain us, but we're.
Oh, that's, I mean, you can still say it.
No, they'll believe you. I don't think so.
No one's looking for us.
No.
I wish they were. Someday.
Depends either on who's looking for us.
Oh, right, I got some
people that I don't want looking for me.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take it back. Rewind the tape.
There we go.
Yeah, guys.
So, yeah, we're back. We're here.
We're here.
With a few, I guess, end of the year in review announcements. Is that what this is?
I guess.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could have done something like closer to New Year's, but
nobody knows when we're recording this, Corey. Cut that.
I do that every time too. I always mention stuff I'm not supposed to, and I'm like,
you're like, today, March 23rd, 2021 at 6:15 p.m. There's 32% humidity in beautiful Pflugerville, Texas.
Yeah.
Did you hear the song that was just on the radio? Like,
that's what I'm setting. It's all about setting.
Creating the illusion for the audience. Oh my god.
The atmosphere.
Damn it.
But I messed up, you know.
No, it's okay.
It got all choppy.
Yeah.
It got all cutty on me.
It froze. You were making the skeptical hippo face, and I wasn't fast enough to screenshot it.
Skeptical hippo. I was?
Yeah. That's where it froze.
What is the skeptical hippo face?
Have you never seen the skeptical hippo?
Oh, I have not.
You can show me. Hold on. Let's go. Skeptical hippo.
Do it. I'd like to see. I'm very curious now. Curious even.
What is happening here?
I don't know. You told me. I can't see.
Open image in new tab. There we go.
I don't know.
There we go. There it is. Vamp, Corey, while I'm doing this. It's just dead air. There it is. The skeptical hippopotamus.
That is a face I make.
Your eyes were a little more closed than that, but yeah, it's very similar. Skeptical hippo eyes.
Just, yeah. I do make that face from time to time. Not gonna lie.
I think we all do.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
For sure. But yeah, either way, guys, welcome to the show. We're back. We never left. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
But either way, I hope you guys had a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday.
Hope you guys got a lot of
gifts. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday indeed. My bad. I should say happy holidays. I usually do. But
it's because you're wearing your Santa suit right now. That's why
I am.
You're in the Christmas spirit.
Pole gang. This is what they wear: baggy, hooded, plaid.
Overshirt is that?
Overshirt, yes.
And no pants.
I guess. I mean, I got shorts on. So that's a step up. But it can be worn without pants though, because it does go that low. Just in case anybody was curious.
For those of you playing along at home, I'm giving Corey skeptical hippo eyes right now.
Very good, Mr. Kirk. Very good.
Yes.
Yes. So, and I hope everyone's Christmas was good. Mine was I guess. Probably the worst one by far. I mean, it was still a fun day. As fun as waking up with COVID could be.
Surprise!
Yeah, I was just like, wow. That's hilarious. So, like, after the year I've had, that is hilarious, but yes, also sucks a lot.
Were,
so,
were you visited in the night by the ghost of your dead business partner?
Huh.
Or
oh my
three
God.
Spirits?
Would that be you?
I guess. Could you imagine that? That's, I just show up in your room. I got like that white.
What are you doing here?
White, yeah, I'm rattling chains. Cool.
Bro, we both be dead at that point. You know, I just die right there. I'm like, oh no.
It's me, your business like some partner. Magnus.
Like some Magnus or Pope shit right there. Seeing
I'll just
faces.
Sing the whatchacallit.
Yep. All right. That's
I'm just singing the Marley and Marley song from Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh my God, I love that.
Our hearts were painted black.
I do love that. We used to watch that like many Christmases when we were young.
Yes.
Oh my God. But yeah, so woke up with, with that COVID. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn. And it's just funny because I was just like, well, I got COVID at Christmas, guys. Didn't even ask for it.
Little Christmas COVID.
Just came.
Yep.
But yeah, the first day was terrible, horrible. But the day since then, I've been, oh my God, I'm like, this is the best. I've been the best today. Mm-hmm. Out of all of them, like nothing, no symptoms, nothing like that. I gotta take a test. I think I'm taking either one tomorrow or Thursday.
Is it a math
all
test?
That stuff.
State capitals?
I'll smack you. I wish I could smack you. I wish you still lived in the room over there so I could get out. I'd be like, hey guys, I'll be right back.
If I still live there, we would be recording in the same room, you horse's ass.
No, we wouldn't, because remember the mics. Mic doesn't like to share, so
that's right.
You know, but
I'd
do it for the sight gag. But nonetheless, yeah, I feel a lot better. I don't know an ass, but that's fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you know, just stay safe out there, people. You know, it's real. It's very, very contagious. This one is very catchable. Yep. But you know, I'm doing all right. I'm doing fine. I was actually boosted like earlier in the week,
mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. But it was like, you know, wasn't soon enough to at least right. Be a little bit milder for me. But
I mean,
it's fine.
You tried to use the boost to get through, but
yeah, I did.
I know. I got it.
But it's all right. It's all right, you know. But yeah, the first day was like the worst. Worst day.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was just like things got better and all that stuff. But that is not the only gift that I had received on Christmas. see that?
Yeah,
anyways,
good segue.
You know. But it's very unexpected. I actually saw it within my mail a couple of days before Christmas, and I was very confused. I'm like, what is this? No one writes to me except for, you know, hospitals and whatnot, trying to get that money from me. That sweet, sweet paper. But and they're getting it, guys. I am paying my bills. But either way,
that's patreon.com/schemescometrue. patreon.com/schemescometrue.
Let me get out of medical debt. But either way.
That's been
yeah,
the
so
Money
this,
Please podcast.
Please, on my knees.
Patreon.com/schemescometrue. No, but on a more serious note, I guess. What did you get in the mail, Corey?
Well, finally, when I worked up the courage to pick it up, I had brought up to my lair and all that stuff because I was quarantined and whatnot. And I was just like, all right, well, let's check this out. And I saw a name on there, and it was D. Harmon. I'm like, do I know a D. Harmon? I'm like, mysterious. I'm like, very mysterious. And so as I started to open it, and see what was inside, I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's D. Harmon.
That's right. Mr. Bikes and Trees. Yes.
Mikes and Trees indeed.
Not Mikes and Trees, you horse's ass.
I said Bikes and Trees. Oh. Sometimes it comes out weird, you know, the way my mouth
mumps and shapes.
Mumps and mumps. But yes, and I received this beautiful postcard.
For those of you listening at home who don't subscribe to $10 to the video feed,
yes,
the live feed of Corey's Christmas suit. We'll post some video up on Instagram either.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll probably be up on Instagram before the episode comes out. So check our Instagram stories. Check out Schemes Come True Network over there to see the fine gifts that Corey and I both received.
Yes, we both did receive these very much. So, and so I got this. It says, Corey, thank you for having me on the show. It was nice chatting with you. Hopefully, you'll find a use for these, but feel free to pass them if you can't. And cheers, David, of course. Thank you, David. Mm-hmm. Bikes and Trees. And Kirk and I had received some very beautiful handcrafted leather goods.
Yeah, it is.
Look at these. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sweet card holder.
Hell yeah.
Which I'll use for cards, or maybe I'll use them for our absolutely stickers. Just move that. Oh,
you could do that.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Keep forgetting to take those out with me when I go places.
You need to. You need.
I know. I need to start slapping them around places.
Spread the word.
David, if you're hearing this, your stickers will be in the mail this week.
Yeah.
But you
need an ass load of stickers.
Sweet card holders.
Hell yeah.
What else was in the package, Corey?
There was also this awesome, look, it's a keychain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Ooh, I believe, let me consult.
Super sweet.
Because one of the other cool things that came with our gifts was a little, like, description card.
Yeah.
Of the stuff that was used. Or the materials used, excuse me.
Yeah,
so these actually are, two of these contain kangaroo leathers, which is pretty awesome.
And bison as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty
sweet. Like, dang, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Feels so like, oh. Have you actually like felt them though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
I felt them against my.
I guess his face parts. Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah, it's like super cool. And of course, business cured.
Yes, of course.
See here.
Yes.
Also, so, really cool. Oh, wait, no, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Was trying to plug our friend of the show, David Harmon / Bikes and Trees business, Corey.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I was just really excited to show off the sticker too.
No, I know. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, which I can put on my desk.
Right. Yeah. So if you're interested in any of these things, like, David's a great dude to deal with. Check him out over at bikesandtrees.com. And then you can find more of his work and we'll tag him on Instagram, but he's at bikes_in_trees on Instagram. He does sweet work.
Yes.
And I think he's still, I don't know, actually, he might not have any like ready to go stuff right now because he might have been cleaned out ahead of the holiday.
Yeah.
But I think he was saying too that his customs will be open soon. So get in touch with him if you want some sweet handmade leather goods.
Yeah. Yeah. These are like super sweet. It was very, very unexpected. And I thank you very much for these gifts. Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was, that was pretty awesome. It was
really awesome.
And I'm extra glad because he had reached out to me like shortly after the episode to say you wanted our addresses.
Yeah.
And
I
almost told you it was coming. And it's like, no, I want to surprise. Yeah. Let it be a surprise for young Corey.
Yeah. Cause you were like, did you get anything in the mail? And I was just like, and I thought like you meant obviously like from you or something like that. And I was just like, oh, no, I haven't got anything. I just got this yellow package that's my name on. I was like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, I was like, should I open it? Should I not? And I'm like, I think I should open it on Christmas. It's like in my exact thoughts, I'm like, I think I should open down at Christmas. I'm like, this is probably the thing that Kirk was talking about. And lo and behold, yes, it was. So super awesome, though. That definitely, you know, my day had been, like I said, I still had a good day nonetheless. But that definitely made it a little bit more special because I was just like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, seriously. Pretty badass. Yeah. So. If you haven't seen him yet, you haven't seen him more on the Instagram, make sure to check out our Instagram. That's Schemes Come True Network over there. And we'll post up a little montage of the cool stuff that David
sent us.
That's what made by Richard Armitage.
Armitage.
Hammer time. So rest assured, we're working hard over here.
Yes, we are.
Oh my God. Our super secret project.
So secret.
Still secret. But we might have a name, a name that's not our names attached to it. Isn't that what they say in the business, that a name is attached?
They do.
Trying to build some hype here.
Yeah, I know.
hype beast.
How's it going?
Hype breast. That's me.
Stop it. Oh my God. No. Yeah.
But yeah. So expect more info coming up in the new year from us about that. And hopefully a release in the new year down the line, but in the new year of that project. Just a quick housekeeping thing. Obviously, we have not had an episode in the feed in a little while for a variety of reasons, but rest assured, we'll be coming back strong in 2022. We're going to move to a twice a month schedule.
Yeah.
That the old super ambiguous bi-monthly, bi-weekly schedule, as they say.
Yes, as they say.
Yeah. Just because... we want to make sure we're keeping up with that. We're giving you quality episodes and good content, not just, you know, Corey and I rambling about nonsense for extended periods of time just to put something up in the feed. Rest assured, all that stuff will end up over on Patreon. So, I mean, if you miss the goofy, if you need more goofy, that's the place to go. And if you really miss it, let us know. Shoot us an email at schemescomtruenetwork@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram.
Instafame.
Even though that seems to be like, I don't know what the hell's going on with Instagram lately. Oh no, Zuckerberg heard us. He's pulling the plug on my internet.
Yeah, no.
Ah! Now we're back.
Choppy.
Yep, we got choppy.
Yeah, we're good.
It's because I was defaming Instagram on the internet.
Ah, I see.
The Zuckerbots heard me.
Yeah, it has good timing like that, doesn't it? Especially when you're listening in all the time.
That's like I told you, freaking the TV restarting like four times while I was watching The Matrix.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you know what's happening.
I was ready. I was ready to believe I knew Kung Fu.
Just don't challenge anybody. Until you actually know.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we're still here.
We are.
Just been busy as always, you know, just a lot of life happening, as you can see, as you can tell. But it's this was a special Christmas. Yes. Not just because my circumstance, I'm saying just like, oh my God, like I was not expecting that whatsoever.
Yeah. And like, you know we've been at this more than a year now, but like, this is the first full year of Schemes Come True. Like the LLC went live at the beginning of the year and the Patreon stuff. And it's been really cool. So thank you to the loyal listeners. Thank you to those of you who may have stumbled across this and are still listening at the, I don't know, 15-minute mark or wherever the hell we're at.
Yeah, you know.
But 2022, oh, good, I forgot that stupid, never mind. I said something really stupid the last time we recorded about 2022 in the network, and I can't remember exactly what it is, and I don't want to try to remember because then I'll probably say it again. So
I remember.
So don't say it, I'm not going to. I do remember.
I'll keep your secret.
Yeah, my secret. Cut that. I'll cut that.
It's my mouth. When I, you know.
Oh my God. And you want to be my latex salesman. Okay. Well, it's about that time. It's time to go. Corey is sweating through his Christmas suit.
Am I sweating that hard though?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you squeaking on the seat though. Because he ain't wearing shorts.
How did he know?
Cheeks on seat.
Cheeks on seat, baby.
Whole squeaky cheeks, Crossdale.
Cheeks.
Okay, let's get out of here. Thanks again to David Harmon over at Bikes and Trees. That's bikesandtrees.com. Yes. Seriously, check out his leather goods. He's got some badass work. And so support the hell out of him, please. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, you want to talk to us, find us over on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. You can also email us at schemescometruenetwork@gmail.com. Please send us something because I'm sick of just looking at reports from Zoom saying that we had a meeting and ads. Like, shoot something in there. I don't care what it is. As long as it's not, you know, actually not. I do care what it is.
I do too.
Just, you know,
nothing inappropriate.
Yeah.
Too inappropriate, but you know,
use some sense, people.
Yeah, exactly. You know us.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
And as always, check out patreon.com/schemescometrue. We got bonus content over there, and hopefully there will be some new and improved and ridiculous bonus content going up there in the next week. We did not forget about our lovely, lovely patrons.
No.
So make sure to check that out. But as always, a big thank you to those people who give us their money every month for God knows what reason. Peter B.
I don't know, but I'm not complaining.
Exactly. Sean J.
Sean J.
Seymour Butts.
The Butts.
Barden Creative.
Barty.
Call me Barty. The young John himself, Cameron, Mr. Mac and Cheese Gourmel. Ooh, I gave out his full name. Whoops.
Cut that.
Oh, God. Mr. Jake.
It's Jake.
And our anonymous benefactor, factress. Yeah.
The benefactress.
All right, people, we'll see you in the new year. Oh, God.